So let's look at the purport. Those who know the rules and regulations of the scriptures, but out of laziness or indolence, give up following these rules and regulations, are governed by the modes of material nature. So that statement there answers many questions. So even as devotees, we have to be careful. Laziness. The story is there in the fifth canto, Bharat, the son of God. Rishabhdev was his father. So Bharat was almost at the stage of perfection. But because of the attachment to the deer, he gave up the rules and regulations. And he was doing his service, but he wasn't thinking of Krishna, was he? He was thinking of the deer. He was doing his deity worship, but actually his mind was on the deer. So we have to be very careful. And he was, remember, he was this close to perfection. So we have to be very, very vigilant ourselves that you can't become what is called lax. You have to be always determined, always pushing, always increasing. Recently, just this week, somebody I know asked me, Prabhu, is there a certain level where I can give up some items of service and go to higher realms? And I know what was in the back of the mind. So I emphasized with this person, hearing and chanting can never be stopped. Now, I did explain to this person that as you progress, you may become more attracted to a particular aspect or a particular kind of service. That's all right. But following the four principles and hearing and chanting, that can never be given up. And then I told this person the classic example. In ISKCON, this person was sannyasi. This person was guru. This person was GBC. This person was head of BBT. He was one of the most powerful men in all of the movement. He had so much service, quote unquote. He was responsible for millions of dollars and thousands of people. So in the name of service, his chanting became poor. And instead of maintaining 16 rounds, gradually it became less and less. But I have so much service. And that's why you've heard me emphasize that purport, where Prabhupada says, the first service is to chant 16 rounds. First. And he's the classic example. And the day came. So many people saw it. Maya came. Bye-bye. No more sannyasi. No more GBC. No more guru. No more BBT trustee. Why? He neglected that chanting, which Prabhupada says is the first instruction. This is not Nirantara Uvacha. I'm sorry. This is right. If you don't believe me, I will show you the purport. Yes? Yes. In the spiritual world, they're hearing and chanting. The night of the Rasa dance, the gopis were singing. They were doing their Namahat on the bank of the Yamuna. We're doing it here in Kundanloka. All right. According to their previous activities in the mode of goodness, passion, or ignorance. They acquire a nature which is of a specific quality. The association of the living entity with the different modes of nature has been going on perpetually. So what does that imply? Again, I'll read it again. The association of the living entity with the different modes of nature has been going on perpetually. So what does that tell you? Previous lives, exactly. That's what it implies, that you've lived before. Since the living entity is in contact with material nature, he acquires different types of mentality according to his association with the material modes. This is something I just am dealing with somebody else, somebody that I preach to. This is exactly what their realization was. They were associating with something and they realized, I gotta throw all that stuff away. I gotta get rid of that stuff because it's in the mode of darkness. And as soon as that happened, Krishna reciprocated and blessed that person. Try here. Depending on what you associate. Right? Yes. When I started doing Namahat in 93, 94, I told all my first group, you are all working in the material world. You had better come to Namahat and temple on the weekend because you have no idea how contaminated you are becoming by working in the material world. So you need to cleanse. So come to Namahat, come to the temple on the weekend. As Lord Chaitanya says, Sarvatma Snapanam. It is the full bathing of the self. Just like last couple of weeks, it's been very hot, right? So I've been forced, even if I don't want to, I have to take 2 showers a day. Because by the 5 or 6 o'clock, it's just, you need relief, right? So the same way, the soul needs to be bathed. And that bathing is hearing, chanting, or as you like to say, devotional service. Let us continue. But this nature can be changed if one associates with a bona fide spiritual master and abides by his rules and scriptures. That's another important point. That regardless of who you were or who you are now, if you take the association of a spiritual master and abide by his rules and regulations, your nature can change. We discussed this a couple of weeks ago here. Yes. It's all a question of, are you willing to take up the process? That's all. And this is true in the material world as well. They have all these different groups and societies to, if somebody's in a very bad state, then they're encouraged, join this group, we'll help you. But you have to follow the rules and regulations. So anyone can change, and habit is second nature. So if you start replacing bad habits with good habits, then your nature also can change. That is the whole process of Krishna consciousness. You stick to the program, abide by the rules and regulations, your nature will change. You give it up, Prabhupada tells the story, Punar Mushuko Bhava, again become a mouse. Like, do you know that story? You know that. Anybody? Okay, can I tell it? So a mouse, he came to a saintly person. The mouse said, oh sadhu, the cat is always bothering me. So the sadhu said, what do you want? Make me into a cat. Sadhu said, fine. After some time, the cat came. Sadhu. And Sadhu said, "Wow, what now?" "The dogs. The dogs are bothering me. So what do you want? Make me into a dog." "All right." After some time, the dog came. Sadhu said, "What now?" "Tigers. What do you want? Make me into a tiger." So he turned him into a tiger. But when he became a tiger, now he's staring at the sadhu. And he's licking his lips. So the sadhu said, "So what do you want now?" "I want to eat you." Punamushiko, again become a mouse. You want to attack the person who has blessed you? Again become a mouse. Same way with that story you're going to read at the end of Krishna, with Vrika. Vrika went to Lord Shiva. "Give me that benediction. I touch on the head, their head cracks." Shiva said, "Sure, fine." And what did he do? He wanted to do it to Lord Shiva so he could have Parvati for himself. And so he had to go to Krishna for his help. And then Krishna bewildered Vrikasura, saying, "You know, I don't believe Lord Shiva gave you that benediction. Go ahead. You'll see. Put your hand on your head. You'll see that Lord Shiva is a liar." So Krishna was able to bewilder him. And so the foolish demon put his hand and he fell, cracked open. So the point is that if I don't follow the rules and regulations, again I become demon. Again I become a mouse. I may go very, very high, but if I give up following the principles, again, you'll just go back to how you used to be. Instead of Nirantara, you'll be Nikki. And trust me, you don't want to see Nikki. So I have to strictly follow the rules. All right, shall we continue? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But this nature can be changed if one associates with a bona fide spiritual master and abides by his rules and scriptures. Gradually, one can change his position from ignorance to goodness, or from passion to goodness. The conclusion is that blind faith in a particular mode of nature cannot help a person become elevated to the perfectional stage. One has to consider things carefully with intelligence in the association of a bona fide spiritual master. This is a point that Kamlesh preaches consistently. And he does it with his own sons. Every day you are having class in the evening with your sons. Why? Because he knows I have to give them good knowledge. Because what they're learning in school, no. That's not going to build good character. They'll learn some craft and they'll learn how to become atheists. Especially here in America. So he knows I have to teach my sons good knowledge. So that's why every evening he's giving class at his home to his, because he's being proper guru to his children. Right? Uddhava Gita, right? Very good. One has to consider things carefully, with intelligence, in the association of a bona fide spiritual master. Thus, one can change his position to a higher mode of nature. Let us do text number 3. Please repeat. Satvana rupa sarvasya sraddha bhavati bharata Sraddha mayo yam purusho yo yat sraddha sa evasa right? Sattva anarupa. According to the existence. Sarvasya. Of everyone. Shraddha. Faith. Bhavati. Becomes. Bharata. O son of Bharata. Shraddha. Faith. Maya. Full of. I am this Purusha, living entity, Ya, who, Yat, having which, Shraddha, faith, Sa, thus, Eva, certainly, Sa, he. Please repeat. O son of Bharata, according to one's existence, under the various modes of nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. The living being is said to be of a particular faith according to the modes he has acquired. So notice how Prabhupada uses that word, evolves. In other words, your faith is changing. Earlier in chapter 13, Krishna was also talking about how your life is determined by what modes of nature you choose to associate with. So that is actually the whole struggle of human existence. Choosing what your associations are going to be. If you are going to associate with low-class people, you are going to acquire those qualities. If you associate with good people, then you will get those qualities. And whether it be in eating or working or every aspect of your life, we're talking practical, your practical life, depending on the quality, the modes of what you eat, how you live, how you sleep, that is going to affect your consciousness. So you have to be very careful what qualities of nature I am going to put myself in contact with. That's the whole thing. And parents especially have to watch what their children are associating with. Music, television, books. Yes. And especially children, very impressionable. Very, very, and nowadays, you're living in a very, very extremely liberal world. And that internet has got everything on it. Good and the bad of the bad of the bad. And it's very attractive. It sucks. Pulls them in. Do you know what they have been saying now? There have been so many of these mass killings, right? And it's sometimes done by young people. And what has been a common theme? Video games, demoniac television, nobody's monitoring. So, I mean, just recently, some 10, 12-year-old girls murdered somebody all because of a silly video game. It's completely crazy. But that's Kali Yuga. It's Kali Yuga. The demons are very powerful. So we have to be careful what modes of nature I choose to associate. You chose tonight. Where is it? Perfect. Perfect. Sattva. Right? Well, Saturday night, what people are doing? Okay, right now it's 7:05. What are people getting ready to do? Party. And in Malecha Yavana society, party means tamogun. As the night progresses, more drinking, more obnoxious eating. It's a science. Bhagavad, it's all a science. It's no mystery. Like we even say, show me who your friends are, I know who you are. My friends, here you are. I know who my friends are. Right? But there are so many clubs right now where you can associate with the demons. I have lots of experience of this before coming to Krishna consciousness. Lots of experience. Okay, let's look at the purport. Everyone has a particular type of faith, regardless of what he is. But his faith is considered good, passionate, or ignorant according to the nature he has acquired. Thus, according to his particular type of faith, one associates with certain persons. Same thing I was just saying, yes? Now the real fact is that every living being, as it is stated in the 15th chapter, is originally a fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Does anybody know the verse Prabhupada's referring to? Besides me? Who knows the verse Prabhupada is referring to? Try 15:7. 15:7 is the verse Prabhupada is referring to. Chapter 15, verse 7. And then we'll recite it all together, Sanskrit and English. All right, wait. We'll do it all together. Are we all ready? Mamai bangso jiva loke jiva bhuta mahatana manakshastan indriyani prakriti stani karshati. What is it? What's the translation there? Yeah, go ahead, Krishna Kumar. There it is. They're my eternal fragmental parts, which include the mind. All right, let's get back to now chapter 17. Therefore, one is originally transcendental to all the modes of material nature, which we also discussed in Kamlesha's latest DVD, that we came from the spiritual transcendental world. Originally, we were transcendental to the modes of nature. But when one forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so what is that basic relationship? What is the basic? Servant. The basic relationship is servant, either as passive adoration, direct servant, friend, parent, or lover. The five basic rasas. We all fall into one of those. But basically, we are the eternal servant of God. That's our original nature. But when one forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and comes into contact with the material nature in conditional life, he generates his own position by association with the different varieties of material nature. The resultant artificial faith and existence are only material. Artificial, why? Because originally we're spiritual, we're transcendental. But, and this is pointed out in the DVD, by misuse of free will, we are sent here. That misuse of free will was, I don't want to be your servant. I want to be God. Krishna says, okay, not here. I'm God here. You want to be God? Go to Placentia. Go ahead, try to be God. Here, I'm God, and everybody else is in agreement. Sorry, no applications being accepted. You want to be God? Go to Placentia or New York or Las, wherever you want to go. Go ahead, try to be God. Good luck. And by the way, I'll help you. I'll come with you. What is that? How does Krishna come with us? Kamlesh? Super soul. So you can't accuse God of being mean. Even though we rejected him, he says, okay, I'll help you. Come on. Krishna is so terrible that even though I rejected him, he says, that's okay, I'll help you. I'll help you in your dream of trying to be me. Because without me, you can't do it. I got to help you become me. Or try to become me. On your own, you can't do it. Why? Because what? We're fragmental. That's the craziness. The fragment is trying to become the whole. Who's the whole? Krishna. But the fragment is saying, no, I'm the whole. That's why everybody in the material world's crazy. Top to bottom. Because they are trying to be something they're not. The fragment is trying to become the whole. The servant is trying to become the master. Can't happen. Not possible. All right, let's continue. But when one forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and comes into contact with the material nature in conditioned life, he generates his own position by association with the different varieties of material nature. The resultant artificial faith and existence are only material. Although one may be conducted by some impression or some conception of life, originally he is nirguna or transcendental. So nirguna, okay, near means not. Guna means quality. The Mayavadis say, see, no qualities, impersonal. No, nirguna means no material qualities. This is a point that is discussed in chapter 14 of Krishna book. Chapter 14 of Krishna book, Lord Brahma and Prabhupada explain, do you need water? You sure? Krishna Kumar will give you... No. He'll get. No. Sit in class. More important. So nirguna means no material quality. Nirguna means no passion, ignorance, or goodness. That's nirguna. Not formless or qualityless. That's what the Mayavadis say. You gonna see the distinction? Do you all see the distinction? Okay. Because Krishna is Adi Nirguna. But Krishna's not impersonal, is he? Right? Yes. But Krishna is Nirguna, meaning no material qualities. But ask Radharani, does Krishna have spiritual qualities? Yes. 64 specific. Right? And Radharani tastes all those 64 transcendental Nirguna qualities of Krishna. Okay. Therefore, one has to become cleansed of material contamination that he has acquired in order to regain, underline that word, regain his relationship with the Supreme Lord. This is also discussed in Kamlesh's latest DVD by me. Regain. That's so important. Regain means you had it once, you lost it, now you're getting it back. Regain. Just like, say you, not that it happens to you, but say a person gets caught driving a car and he's intoxicated. He could lose his license, right? He had the license, he got caught with a DUI, the license is taken away. Now, if he rectifies, pays all the fines or whatever, can he get his license again at some point? Yes. He regains. So in the same way, originally we were in the kingdom of God in a relationship. Now it's forgotten. It's lost. Currently. You engage in Krishna consciousness, what does Prabhupada say? Regain your relationship. Yes, Mahul. Yes. That's half right. Okay. Half right. It's there. Okay. It's there. We have forgotten. We have neglected. It's always there. The potential relationship with God, that's always been there. Just as you and your parents. You cannot undo being their son. It's too late. Once you're their son, you're their son. It's not something that, well, it was a mistake, go back. No, you're their son. Now, depending on how things work out, it goes accordingly. So, our being in a relationship of servant with Krishna has always been there. There's no beginning. It's always been there. Currently, it's lost or forgotten. So that's why revive, regain are words Prabhupada uses. Now you're in the process of reviving it. Yes. So they were half right. But they said you don't have to do anything. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell, right?
No, what they were probably saying is, you just accept Jesus and, yeah. But accepting, you also have to follow his instructions. Yeah, well, that's what Prabhupada said all the time. That, oh yeah, I'll do whatever nonsense I want. Jesus pays the bill. What? Yeah, I don't know. I accept Jesus. What credit card company will allow you to keep spending and not pay? Unless you're the big banks, that's different. Yes. 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 Yes, their conception of eternality is, going forward. Yes, our eternality is backwards and forth. Yes. Very good. Therefore, one has to become cleansed of material contamination that he has acquired in order to regain his relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is the only path back without fear, Krishna consciousness. If one is situated in Krishna consciousness, then that path is guaranteed for his elevation to the perfectional stage. If one does not take to this path of self-realization, then he is surely to be conducted by the influence of the modes of nature. The word Shraddha, or faith, is very significant in this verse. Shraddha, or faith, originally comes out of the mode of goodness. One's faith may be in a demigod, or some created god, or some mental concoction. One's strong faith is supposed to be productive of works of material goodness. But in material conditional life, no works are completely purified. They are mixed. They are not in pure goodness. Pure goodness is transcendental. In purified goodness, one can understand the real nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As long as one's faith is not completely in purified goodness, the faith is subject to contamination by any of the modes of material nature. The contaminated modes of material nature expand to the heart. Therefore, according to the position of the heart in contact with a particular mode of material nature, one's faith is established. It should be understood that if one's heart is in the mode of goodness, his faith is also in the mode of goodness. If his heart is in the mode of passion, his faith is also in the mode of passion. And if his heart is in the mode of darkness, illusion, his faith is also thus contaminated. Thus we find different types of faith in this world, and there are different types of religions due to different types of faith. The real principle of religious faith is situated in the mode of pure goodness. But because the heart is tainted, we find different types of religious principles. Thus, according to different types of faith, there are different kinds of worship. Hold on. And that's why the second verse of Bhagavatam declares, this Bhagavatam rejects all other processes of faith and religion other than pure devotional service, which is why a lot of people can't grasp Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam says dharma kaita votra, it is going to reject all kinds of cheating materialistic religion. Prabhupada was just mentioning it. Bhagavatam says faith and religion in the mode of goodness, not good enough. What to speak of faith and religion in the mode of passion and ignorance? Projita. It is rejected. Bhagavatam deals with pure devotional service. Faith in pure goodness. That's why the next word, Nirmatsaranam Satam. Who can appreciate Bhagavatam? Non-envious devotees. Otherwise, and I have practical experience, somebody who tried to begin my Bhagavatam home study program couldn't do it. Why? Could not get over that envy. Unless you get over envy, can't penetrate Bhagavatam. So that's the second verse, Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. The truthful devotees, the kind-hearted devotees, the honest, those who are looking for pure mode of goodness and pure devotional service. Everybody chant the Mahamantra.